So let's just go ahead and get this next fucking pile of fuck out of the way right now.
Is it the shit pit part two?
It is. It's this one. Next we're going to use is going to be called Frankenstein's Bloody Nightmare.
From John R. Hand.
When I was watching this film, I literally like prayed that it would, like the DVD would break or something would happen to where I could like say I didn't have to review it. But I actually had the courage and the perseverance to sit through this entire film, and I think that I should be rewarded for that somehow. You
should be given some sort of payout, and I should do.
God.
What can I say about it? I mean, we see a few movies like this, that, but most of them, you know, that just rely on visuals and doesn't have any sort of, you know, dialogue or story or anything. But most of the ones that we see aren't any longer than 20 to 30 minutes. This fucking thing was well over an hour, and it didn't have any dialogue in it. The dialogue it had in it was redubbed, and it was annoying, and it was really bad.
I think the guy was trying to do like a David Lynch sort of film with Victor Frankenstein, kind of trying to show kind of like what the Frankenstein monster, through his perspective, would have like thoughts about and nightmares about. But geez, there's scenes in this movie where you can see like through the eyes of, I guess it's supposed to be Frankenstein, and it's like that infrared vision shit where it just shows up like.
And they go on with these scenes like that for 5 and 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah, and then it'll freeze on that scene. That's what I was going to say. Like, the infrared will just freeze there on one object for, like, 5 minutes. I was sitting there watching it like, is the damn thing stuck or something? Did the DVD, skip?
It's way too artsy for its own good. There is absolutely nothing redeeming about this movie at all.
Nope.
I mean, I know that John Hand sent us this, and, you know, we do review movies on here. But we're going to be honest, whether we liked it or not, we're not saying we're right about it. We're saying that this movie sucked. That you should stop making these artsy bullshit movies that are just there to entertain the director that made them. You should start trying to entertain the people that would watch the movie instead of making some big fucking artsy student film pile of shit.
Yeah, it really is at best, like he said, a student film project that went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
For like your abnormal psychology class.
Better luck next time is all I gotta say. You know, best of luck to you. Don't make another movie like this though.